Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. We're now in Masachet Bava Metzia Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud, continuing with our discussion of those things that are excluded from Ona'a, picking up off of our Mishnah. Amarava Amarav Chasa Boi Rabbi Yami. So Rabbi Yami, who remember was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, asked the following question. Ona'a in Lahem, the four things that are excluded in our Mishnah, are not subject to Ona, but bitul mikach yesh tamo ein lahen. But what if the valuation is over the sixth, or we'll see how much it is the transaction canceled? Amar Nachman Hadar, Amar Rav Chasa, Pashit Rabbi Yami. So later Rabbi Chasa told the story that Rabbi Yami answered it himself. Ona ein lahem bitul mikach yesh lahem. He said that Ona doesn't apply, which means that if the price was exactly a sixth more, you can't have a claim back, or if it was less than a sixth, you can't get that amount back. But if it's over the sixth, then the transaction can be canceled. Rabbi Yona Amar, and we'll see this is the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ahekdeshot, that this statement is only about Hekdesh. In other words, Hekdesh will be canceled. Rabbi Yirmi Amar Akarkot, that only applies to Karka. Tamayim Mishmei to Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Both of them were saying what they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, as I represented on the page. Good. So whoever says that the exclusion applies to Hekdesh will certainly agree that it applies to Karka. But if somebody says, the one who says, which is Rabbi Yirmiya, who says the exclusion applies to Karka, only applies to Karka but not Hekdesh. Why? Kiddush Shmuel. Why Damar Shmuel? What did Shmuel say? Hekdesh Avem Manesh Shekhilu Ashaviprutim Mechulal. If you redeem Hekdesh that's worth $100,000 and you redeem it on one coin, it's mechulal, meaning that that there is no din of ona by Hekdesh, and therefore if you give even a pittance in payment, it's considered a payment. You may owe more, but the chilul is there, the kinyan is valid, and there's no bitul mekach. All right, Tananatam, we have a Mishnah as follows. Imayah Kodesh Balmum Yatzal Chulin. If you swap one Kodesh for another, and the one you're swapping for is a Balmum, which is the conditions under which you can do so, then it goes the Chulin, but Tzarich Lasot L'damim. But after you've done so, let's say that you have an animal, it's a Balmum, and you bring another animal and you swap it, afterwards you have to appraise the animal you took, the animal you swapped, and then see if you owe more money. Rabbi Yochanan Yatzal L'chulin Dvar Torah. He says, Midoraita Yatzal L'chulin, Tzarich Lasot L'damim Midivrayim. The requirement to then appraise and pay back is midivrayim, is midrabanan, sounding like what Shmuel said. Shlakish says, no, the debt to pay back and make sure that you paid the Kodesh, everything you owe, meaning if you gave an animal that was worth less than the original one, you have to take up the difference, is midoraita. Now, b'maya skina, what's the story? If we're talking about a difference of ona within the sixth, how could Rish Lakish say that midoraita, you have to pay the difference? Hekdesh is explicitly and univocally excluded from ona. Ela bitul mikach, it must be talking about bitul mikach, meaning if it was over the sixth. Why would Rabbi Yochanan say you only have to make up the difference midrabanan? From Yona Akdeshot, Rabbi Yirmi Amar Hakarkot. Remember what we just said. Rabbi Yona, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Bitul Mekach does exist for Hekdesh, if it's over the sixth. Rabbi Yirmi said, Karka, the words of Ketuvah Torah, Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan Amri. Onayin lehem Bitul Mekach yesh lehem. Which means that we have an opinion that Rabbi Yochanan said when it comes to Hekdesh, and by the way, both of them would agree. The one who says Hekdesh certainly would agree with Karka. Right? So that there is bitul mekach. So how could Rabbi Yochanan himself possibly say that it's only midrabanan? That would prove Rabbi Yirmiya's position that it's only karka that's excluded, that's different. So the olam bitul mekach. So we have to go back and say we're talking about bitul mekach. Ve'epoch to Rabbi Yochanan reshlokish reshlokish to Rabbi Yochanan. Switch the positions. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says it's all right. And reshlokish says it's midrabanan. Now, but my kumipalgi, so what are they disagreeing about? Because you have to say Rabbi Yochanan says it's d'oraita, and it was over the sixth. Bit of Shmuel, then they're disagreeing about Shmuel's halacha that we saw. What did Shmuel say? If you have Hekdesh worth a lot of money and you redeem it on a small coin, it's mechulal. Mar itle to Shmuel. So whoever says that midrabanan you have to make up the money, midoraita it's redeemed, except Shmuel. Mar litle to Shmuel, and the other one who we're now positing is Rish Lakish, will say, I don't accept Shmuel. Sorry, that Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't accept that it's Shmuel's position, and I say, midoraita, you have to make it the full amount. Could be that they both accept Shmuel. Again, their disagreement is this. That Shmuel's halacha is only b'diavad if you redeemed it on a smaller coin. It's mechulal, but l'chatchila, you have to make up the proper amount. And the other one says, no, even l'chatchila, you could pay the smaller amount. And then there's a rabbinic requirement to make up the difference. We could reverse it and go back and say that the machloket is not about when it's over the sixth, but what's within the sixth. And don't switch Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Go back to our original position. Rabbi Yochanan said, alright, that's fine, Midor Abanan, you have to make it up. And Rish Lakish said, Midor Aita, you have to make it up. Over to Rav Chista, Kamipalgi, if you recall, Rav Chista gave a whole different twist on what it means, Ein Lahem Onah. Damar Mai Ein Lahem Onah. We read Ein Lahem Onah means that you could overpay or underpay by any amount and there's no liability of Onah. He read the opposite. Ein Lahem Betorat Onah, they're not bound by the dimensions of Onah. Tafila Pachut Michtei Onah Chozer. Even if it's less than a sixth, the transaction is canceled. So, if you hold that when the Mishnah says Eilud Ramshei Ein Lahem Onah, it means like Rav Chista, which is that Onah, just the rules of Onah don't apply, and any deviation from the market value will cancel the transaction, that position will be the position that we ascribe to Resh Lakish, who said, me to oraita, you have to make up the proper money. And if you don't accept Rav Chista's read of it, then that'll be Rav Yochanan, who says, me to oraita, that's fine, me to rabbanan, you have to make up the money. Meitave, we have a challenge to this whole thing. Ribit ve'onah lehedyotve, and ribit ve'onah lehektish. So the Mishnah says that ribit, which we're going to get to in the next parak, and onah only apply between citizens and not with hektish. So there you see that, ein onah lehektish, how can you, Rav Chista, say, meaning that Onah is super detailed in Hekdesh. It's the opposite. So the answer is Mi'ali Matniti, and that statement is no stronger than our Mishnah. What do we say to our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said that Eilud Ramshein Lehem Onah, Diokinam B'Torat Onah, and how do we interpret, how do Rav Chista interpret? It means it's not bound by the limits of Onah. Chnami Ribid V'din Onah B'Lehedyot, V'ein Ribid V'din Onah L'Hekdesh. So that's how we'll interpret that Mishnah, that the laws of Ribit and the specifics of one-sixth of Onah don't apply to Hekdesh. Rather, when it comes to Hekdesh, even a small deviation cancels. So, if so, then look at the end of the Mishnah that says, this is a place where citizens have a leg up over Hekdesh. So, it sounds like Hekdesh has a leg up, and that even a 1/50th deviation cancels the transaction, which doesn't apply by Hedyot. The answer is our Ribit. That statement's about Ribit. In the case of Ribit, private citizens have a more stringent relationship than in relationship with Hekdesh. So let them teach both. Let them say Zachomer behedyot behektesh, meaning ribit, and Zachomer behektesh behedyot about onah. That in the case of hektesh, even the smallest onah cancels. So hachiyash tabishtam Zachomer behedyot behektesh for too low. I understand why you would say that this is the stringency of hedyot over hektesh, because there is no other stringency. Everywhere else, hektesh is more stringent. So this is the one case, ribit. How can you say this is the stringency of Hekdesh over Hedyot? There's a million stringencies. Not a million. There's a many, many, many stringencies of Hekdesh over Hedyot. This would be the one that this, you cannot say this is the one example of a Chomer of Hekdesh over Hedyot, and therefore it wouldn't be an appropriate statement. So we've saved Rav Chista's interpretation in that Mishnah too. Now parenthetically, Rabita Hekdesh Echidami, you just mentioned that there is no Rebit with Hekdesh. What kind of Rebit could there be? The Gizbar took 100 out of the Hekdesh fund and lent it to you for 120, straight up Rebit. Follow Mala Gizbar. The minute he took it out of Hekdesh, it's Me'ila. And what's the din of Me'ila except for Beheman Klei Sharet? The minute that he takes it out of Hekdesh, he's chayiv for Me'ila. And the money is now his own private money. And so therefore it's Hedyot now. So what kind of Rebit could there be of Hekdesh that we say it doesn't apply? Rav Shai Hachmayaskinan, Gagon, Shekibel Allah, the Sapek Slatot Mi Arba. A fellow accepted responsibility for a certain amount of time to provide all the flowers for the Mikdash at the price of 4 Sa'in Basela. V'amdu Mi Shalosh. And then the price went up so that you could only get 3 Se'ah for a Sela. Keditanya, Mekabel Allah, the Sapek Slatot Mi Arba, V'amdu Mi Shalosh, V'sapek Mi Arba. He still has to give the same amount of slatot as if it were the lower price, means he has to pay more. Mishalosh v'yamdu ba'arba, if it's the opposite, if they went down, mishapek b'arba, he still has to give 4. Shiat hekdesh al yonah, meaning that if he accepted to do mi'arba and then they went down, he still has to provide as if he were paying from the higher amount. In other words, yad hekdesh al yona, hekdesh always has control over it. So now we see, as always, shall we say, the more liberal and favorable interpretation of the way the deal should go down. Now, what that means is here's the possibility of rebit behekdesh. That we say rebit doesn't apply and it can happen. It's legitimate. Rav Papa Amar, he says, so, you know, we're talking about something else. We're talking about stones that were given to build the Mikdash, or to help to rebuild or refurbish the Mikdash, and there's a halacha, in order to avoid issues of Me'ila, etc., we take the stones and we don't sanctify them until they're built. So therefore, when the Gizbar gets the stones, they are the property of Hekdesh, but they don't have a din of Hekdesh. Therefore, if he then lends them out, takes the money used for those stones and lends them out, it's still Hekdesh money, there's no Me'ila. Therefore, it still belongs to Hekdesh, and if he lends it out 100 for 120 or something else, that's straight up rebate, and the rule is that there is no limitation, rebate is not a problem when it comes to Hekdesh. Okay, back in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that these four things not only are excluded from Onah, they're also excluded from Kefel, and Arba B'Chamisha, and Hashomer Chinam doesn't have to take a Shvu, and Hashomer Sachar doesn't have to pay. Now, Ein Mem Tashlumei Kefel, and Hani Mili, how do we know that? Tana Rabbanan, Al Kol Dvar Pesha Klal, this takes back to Bogama. The Pasuk about Geneva says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, which is a Klal, Al Shrocham or Al Sel Sama, which are the Pratim, and there we dealt with why you need all of them, Al Kol Aveda, Sher Yomar, Ki Huzeh, any Aveda, Chazar V'Chalal. What's the rule? Klal, Uprat, Uklal, Iyatadan, Elokein, Uprat. The Prat, or these Pratim, guide you in your understanding of what's to be included. Ma Prat, Mifuraj, Tavar, Metaltal, Gufo, Mamon. What do we know about Shor, Chamor, etc.? They are all Metaltalin, and they are things that have inherent value. Of Kol, Tavar, Metaltal, Gufo, Mamon. What's excluded? Yatsu, Karka, Ocha, Metaltalin. And this will sound familiar. Yatsu, Avadim, Shukshula, Karka, Ot, Avadim, or like Karka, compared in several places. Yatsu shtar chavvish metaltlin en gufan mamon, shtarot are out because they don't have inherent value. And hekdeshot amar kra re'ehu. It says, Alkra, shnishalim shtayim le'ehu. You have to pay two to your fellow. Re'ehu velo hekdesh. So therefore, kefal doesn't apply. And the next thing in the Mishnah was, velo tashlum amar chamisha. Why my time? Not tashlum amar chamisha marachmana, velo tashlum eshloshe varba. This is very easy because the Torah never obligated you to pay 3 and 4, just 4 and 5, which means if kefal is off the table, there can't be arba v'chamisha, because the Torah never allowed for having a circumstance where you would pay that extra 3 or 2 without paying the kefal. Since no kefal for these things, there's no arba v'chamisha. Shomachina eno nishba, right? I mean, how do we know that? The Tana Banana, this is going to be the same flavor. Okay, in the parts of Shomachinam, ki ten isha re'ehu, klal, kesavo kilim, prat, those are examples. Lishmor chazar v'chalal, meaning anything you would guard. Klal u'prat u'klal. And what I did on the page is I bolded the klal and italicized the prat to see the difference. Klal u'prat u'klal, denak u'prat, ma prat mefuraj, tavrim tal tavu gufo mamon, afkol tavrim tal tavu gufo mamon, yatsu karkot shenem metaltlin, yatsu avadim shukshu le karkot, sushtaro chav bishem metaltlin en gufan mamon, and no surprise, hekdeshot amakra re'ehu, re'ehu velo shal hekdesh. Again, here it says that you have to pay your fellow and not hekdesh. That's with the Shomer Chinam. Nosei Sachar in Mashal, in the Hani Mili, the Tanar Banan, Kitain Ish El Rehu, this is in Shomer Sachar. If a man gives to his fellow, so right away you see Hekdesh is out. Klal, anything he would give. Chamor Shor Ose, Prat. Chol Be Mal Ishmor, any animal to watch. Chazar V'Chalal, Klal U'Prat to Klal Idan Gabrat. Ram Forash Tavar Metaltel V'Gufo Mamon, of Kol Tavar Metaltel V'Gufo Mamon. Yatsu Karkot Shen Ametaltel, Yatsu Avadim Shukshu Le Karkot, Yatsu Shtar Chavbin Shem Metaltel and Gufo Mamon. Shoto Amarach Akrar Ariyeu Reyu V'Lo Shal Hekdesh. The same exact thing. So Kefel, Shomer Chinam and Shomer Sachar were respectively Pasuk 1, 2, and 3 on the page, and Arba V'Chamisha just came as a follow of Kefel. Now, we have a slight bump in the road. Shomer Chinam and Unish Baraminu, we have a challenge to this. Here's a Mishnah in Shkolim. B'nei Ayusha Shachut Shikleim V'Ninkadvu O'Shavdu. Let's say a town got together, they sent their Machzid HaShekel with a Shaliach, and on the way somehow they got stolen or lost. Imish Yitzhumah Trumah, if they had already taken Trumah Tamishkan, Nishpa'im L'Gizbarin, then they have taken oath to the Gizbarin that they sent the stuff. V'imlav, Nishpa'im L'Vnei Ayir. If not, then the Shliach has to take a Shvua to B'nei Ha'ir. U'B'nei Ha'ir Shoklin Achim Tachten, and then they have to give other ones. Nimsuo Shechzirum HaGanavim, let's say the Ganavim returned them, or they found the lost items, Eilu Ve'lu Shkalim, both the new ones and the old ones are Shkalim, They don't even have a Shana Aba. That's a Shkalim issue. They don't count for the next year. Each year has to be a new give, and this is just going to be an additional donation. Now, Amar Shmuel, Hachabah, so you see here that the person who's bringing the Shkalim would have to take an oath, and so you see that there is a Shvua on Hekdeshot. And you just said that in our Mishnah that there is no Shvua. Hachab and Osei Sachar Askinan. He said, you know what, we're talking about a fellow who's bringing it for a fee. What he's doing is taking an oath to say that he should be paid for his work. He's not taking an oath about the items. They're off the table for Shvua. So if so, why are they taking a Shvua to the Gizbarim? The Gizbarim aren't going to pay them for being the messenger and the agent and the porter, if you will. They should take the Shvua to the townsfolk. We brought the thing. Pay us. What it means is they take an oath towards the townsfolk, but they do it in the presence of the treasurers. Why? So that the treasurers should not suspect them. And also so the treasurers should not call the townsfolk poshim. In other words, everybody should be in on what happened. We gave the shkalim. And they said, yes, I got the shkalim, but somehow it got stolen on the way. And so everybody knows that everybody's kosher v'yosher, etc. But wait a second. The case talking to, in the Mishnah is talking about stolen or lost. And if this guy's a Shomer Sachar, as Shmuel proposed, he's chayiv to pay. There's no Shvua, but he's chayiv to pay. So at least if he doesn't have to pay because it's hektesh, agrayu miyal, but he shouldn't get paid. They shouldn't get paid for their agency. They shouldn't get paid for. So Amarama nignevu b'listim mizuyam. This is a statement that we've seen many times, but this is the core of it, the source of it. Rabba says nignevu in this case means they were robbed by armed robbers. Avdu means shitavas finato bayam, that the ship went down at sea. Meaning here nignevu and avdu means it was ba'onas, where shomer sacha really is exempt. Now, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. He says, Hamani Rabbi Shimon hi. You know who the author of that statement in Shkalim is? That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah, and we'll take a look at it in a couple minutes, he said that Kodshim that you have a liability for, like a Nedarim, do have Onah, and you take an oath on them. So, that only works, though, for the Shkalim if they didn't yet take the Truma, because the Chayav Achriyutan. If it gets lost before they take a truma, they have to send new ones. So there's a chiyuv achrayut. There's a liability to make up the lost shkalim. But once the truma was taken, it includes everybody, including the stuff that got lost. So the townsfolk have no more liability. And even Rabbi Shimon said, kodshim sheino chayv achrayutan have no onah and no shvua. The truma includes also stuff that was sent and got lost, and stuff that was already collected, and something that's not yet collected. Everything's included in the truma. So we're off the hook. So it's kodshim shenachav achrayutan. So to ascribe that mishnah to Rabbi Shimon is not going to help. El amar Rabbi Elazar, what did Rabbi Elazar answer? Shvua zu takanat chachamim hi. He said, this shvua in shkalim is a shvua d'rabanan shlo yubin adam zazalim mekdeshot. Really, mikra adin, there's no shvua, because it's hektesh. However, in order that people should not treat hektish lightly, they said you have to take a shvua saying that you really did everything you could and it got stolen from you, etc. Okay, and back in our Mishnah, it said, Nosei Sachar in Mishalem. Rami Rav Yosef Barchama L'Rabba. So Rav Yosef challenged Rabba. Tnan, Nosei Sachar in Mishalem. Our Mishnah says that. Uminu, Hasocher Tapoel Lishmor Tapara. Here we're talking about Para Duma, to watch it to make sure nothing happens to it. Lishmor Hatinok. This is the Tinok, the Kohen, who was raised, talked about in Nazir, raised in that very antiseptic environment to make sure that he had no tumah, or the Shmor Tazraim, where things were happening there, in other words, to make sure this is about the para. These are the Zraim, are the Zraim of the Omer. In other words, he's working for Hekdesh. Ein not lim los ha Shabbat. You can't pay him for watching on Shabbat. The fichach ein achiyut Shabbat alav. Therefore, if on Shabbat something happens, he's not responsible. Hayaschir Shabbat, but if he was watching it for a whole week, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shanah, Schir Shavuot, he's watching it for a week or a month or a year or 7 years, not only Schar Shabbat. This is how we pay people for Schar Shabbat. It's Havla within the week's pay or whatever. Fich Achrayut Shabbat Alav. Therefore, he is Achray for what happens on Shabbat. My Lav L'Shalem, don't we mean that he has to pay, which proves that a Nosei Sachar does have to pay. Lo, Lav Tzid Scharo, all it means is if something happens, he won't get paid for that day. So in the first case where it said if he gets paid per day, there is no achriyut Shabbat. What, meaning if something happens, he doesn't get paid? He's never allowed to get paid for just working that day on Shabbat. So Rabbah had no answer. Right? So Rav Yosef Bar Chama challenged Rabbah with his challenge. Rabbah had no answer. Rav Yosef said, do you hear anything about this? Rav Sheshit answered it. This is talking about a case where they made a special kinyan accepting a higher level of achrayut. And therefore here he really does have achrayut, and it's achrayut l'shalem. But normally there wouldn't be. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Amar Kodshim Shachai V'Chotun Eish Onah, and the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said that not all Kodshim are off the table for Onah, only if they are Kodshim She'in Chayav B'Achrayutan, She'in L'Achrayut. Tani Tana Kamed Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. So he Tana taught in front of Yitzchak, Kodshim Shachai V'Achrayutan Chayav Shani Korei Bahen Bashem V'Chichesh. If you take a look at the Pasuk, and it's not on the page due to room, but the key Pasuk about Ashong Zelot, says if he takes anything, Bashem v'chichesh b'amito. So he takes something and he lies to his friend. So I can parse the pasuk several ways. If I parse it at Bashem v'chichesh, which does not follow Tamei HaMikra, I could say, aha, he lied about something he owes God. But if it's something enochai v'achariyotan, then I'll take a look at the way it's properly parsed, which is if he takes something against his friend and he lies. So I'm like, klape lie, but that's backwards. You think about it, something that's chayav b'achrayut is more likely. Ipcha mistabra. So Amarle Ismei, so the Tana said, should I wipe out this Mishnah? He says, Amarle, no, we'll fix it. Hachi kamar, this is what it should read. Kochim shachayav b'achrayutan chayav di'itrabu mi b'avshem b'chichesh. Kochim shachayav b'achrayutan are included from the creatively parsed phrase, b'avshem b'chichesh. Shachayav b'achrayutan patur di'imit ni ba'amito b'chichesh. And Enochai Bachriyutan are excluded from Bamito, meaning since the Pasuk could be read both ways, and we could include Bashem or not include Bashem, meaning include Kodshim or not, our split will be Chayav Bachriyutan, yes, Enochai Bachriyutan, no. The last mention in the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that Sefer Torah, Margalit, and Behema have no Onah, and Chacham said no, the only things are the four on our list. Tan Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afa Mocher Sefer Torah in La Onah, why the Visha in Ketz of the Ma? People will pay any amount for a Sefer Torah, and therefore we can't really talk about a market value. Pema Margalita Memona, why? Menesha Adam Rotzel Zavgan. In other words, he has an animal that he's plowing with, and one dies, he has to get another one for the team. He'll pay an exorbitant amount. Or he's got a particular outlay of jewelry, and he needs a particular jewel to fit it, so he will pay a lot of money. Amrulo Valo Kola Adam Rotzel Zavgan. He said, the Chacham's answer was, that could be true about anything. That could be true about a thing for your house. It could be true about dishes. It could be... Rabbi Yehuda, he says, Hani chshivilei, Hani lo chshivilei. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, these things are very important to a person, therefore he'll pay a lot. V'yad kama, so even Rabbi Yehuda has to have a limit. Amameimra ad kadei d'mehem, meaning add their value. That's why I put 200%. Meaning if the market value is 100, up till 200 we'll say a person will pay. After that, we'd say it's certainly or not. Tan Rabbi Yehuda ben Betei Romer, he picks up on the same theme. Afa mecher sus v'sayef v'chatitom. Chatitom is a shield. B'melchama in lem ona. If you're at war, and you buy a horse or a sword or a shield, then there's no onah. Why? Nishesh ben chayin nefesh, meaning a person right now is at war. He lost his sword. Needs a sword. He'll pay anything for it because his life depends on it. So he, following the theme of Rabbi Yehuda, says onah doesn't apply to things that people will typically, in a certain circumstance or in that circumstance, pay exorbitant amounts for. Chacham's response is no. Onah was only excluded vis-a-vis those four things: karka, Avadim, Shtarot, and Hektesh. Good. Everybody should have a wonderful day. We're going to pick up in the next podcast on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Chet Amud Bet with the very beautiful Sugya of Onat Dvarim, which will take us to one of the most famous pieces in all of Chazal's literature, the famous Tanur Shalach Noi. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.